Attend, you lovers, and give ear unto my mournful song of two that loved faithfully, yet did each other wrong. At Coventry in Warwickshire this young man he did dwell, his name John True, a shoemaker, and lived of it full well. At Corley did this maiden dwell, 3 miles from Coventry, yet for the love he bore to her he would her often see. And coming to her on a day, he told to her his mind. Suzanne, quoth he, I love thee, dear, be not to me unkind. If thou canst love and fancy me in heart and eke in mind, I will prove loving unto thee, be not to me unkind. Thy cheerful looks rejoice my heart, and mercy make my mind. Sweet Susan, then love me again, be not to me unkind. Good John, I thank you for your love, and wish you at home to tarry. I am too young for you to wed, and have no mind to marry. Where you do dwell are made in store of beauty fair and free. Set not thy love upon me then, for I cannot love thee. This answer struck him to the heart as cold as any stone. Then homeward straight he did return with many a sigh and groan, wishing that he had ne'er been born or in his cradle died. Unhappy man to love so true and yet to be denied. Quoth he, I will to her again and hear what she doth say. It may be she may be more kind, though first she said me nay. Then coming to the town again, he sent for her straightway, desiring her to speak with him, but still she said him nay. Then he did sigh, lament, and grieve, and knew not what to say. Then he did take his pen in hand, and writ these words straightway. My heart's delight and only joy, kill me not with disdain. Vouchsafe that I may speak with thee, so rid me out of pain. Resolve me, sweetest, I thee pray, why is thy hatred such? I know no cause unless it be for loving thee too much. As is my name, so is my love, sweet Susan, unto thee. True is my name, true is my love, and ever so shall be. My love is loyal, just, and good, kill me not with disdain. Rather do me the courtesy to love for love again. When she had read and understood his mind and his intent, she then began to like and love and yield him heart's content. John, I am thine if thou be'st mine forever and for aye. It was to try thy constancy that I did say thee nay. But here's my hand, my heart, and love, I'll ne'er thee more deny. My love is constant, firm, and true, and shall be till I die. Then they embraced each other's love, and joined in heart and voice, that she of him and he of her had made so sweet a choice. But fortune that doth often frown where she before did smile, the man's delight, the maiden's joy, full soon she did beguile. When she was settled in her love, then he would change his mind, and for to try her constancy would be to her unkind. And thus resolved in his mind, he'd come to her no more, but went and wooed another maid, which grieved her heart full sore. Quoth he, she proved unto me hard-hearted and unkind, but now her true love I have won, I'll bear the self-same mind. When she perceived his love to her not as 'twas wont to be, she did lament, sigh, weep, and grieve, and then those words said she. False-hearted wretch, adieu, quoth she, disloyal and unkind, and if I die for love of thee, thou shalt not know my mind. Woe to the time I did believe that flattering tongue of thine. Would God that I had never seen the tears of thy false eyne. Hard hap had I to set my love on one that mocked me. Sure all the country did not yield a man so false as he. Thus was she brought to mean estate, all comfort from her fled. She did desire to speak with him before that she was dead. Her friends did seek to cheer her up and to make glad her mind, but she was killed with loving him who proved to her unkind. False-hearted man may never maid love thee as I have done, but may my death remembered be to time that is to come. But may all maids example take by this my mournful death, and now, O Lord, receive my soul, to thee I yield my breath. Thus died the pattern of true love, thus died a virtuous maid, thus died as good a harmless lass as thee love betrayed. Six maid in white, as custom is, did bear her to her grave. Her parents grieve, lament, and mourn, no child at all they have. When as her lover understood for truth that she was dead, he raged and ready was to tear the hair from off his head. But when he came unto the place where his true lover lay, he straightway ran unto the grave, and there those words did say. Susan, quoth he, I'll kiss thy grave upon my bended knee, whereby I'll show to all the world how dear I love at thee. And as he lay upon the ground, he heard a voice to say, John True, if e'er thou lov'st me dear, make haste and come away. Then started he up from the grave and stood like one struck dumb. And when he had regained his speech, he said, I come, I come. And thus, like one out of his wits, he raged in piteous sort, that all the neighbors presently were grieved at his report. And thus, with sorrow and grief of heart, he lay a whole fortnight. And when he had confessed his fault, he yielded up his spirit, according to his heart's desire, and as he did request, they digged his grave and laid him down by her whom he loved best. You young men, all that have true loves, be sure unto your friend, and if you love, be sure your love be true unto the end. And thus I end my story true, so full of grief and woe, may never any seek again to wrong each other so.